So you want to sit comfortably in a relaxed way and close your eyes. And as much as possible, let go of analysis and expectation. So we'll begin by bringing to mind something that you have done or said that you feel was a kind or a good action. A time that you were generous or caring or contributed to someone's well-being. And if something comes to mind, allow the happiness that may come with remembering. And if nothing comes to mind, just gently turn your attention to a quality that you like about yourself. Is there an ability or a strength within yourself that you can recognize? And if still nothing comes to mind, reflect on the primal urge towards happiness within you. And the rightness and the beauty of that. And if in any of the above reflections, even if impatience or annoyance or fear should arise, don't be disheartened or anxious. Just see if you can return to your contemplation without judgment. Thank you. You see the heart of skillful meditation is the ability to let go and begin again, even if you have to do this thousands of times during a session. It doesn't matter. There is no distance to traverse in recollecting our attention. As soon as we realize that we have been lost in discursive thought or have lost touch with our chosen contemplation, right in that very moment, we can begin again. Nothing has been ruined. And there's no such thing as failing. There is nowhere the attention can wander to, and no duration of distraction from which we cannot completely let go in a moment and begin again. So in doing loving kindness meditation, we gently repeat phrases that are meaningful in terms of what we wish first for ourselves, and then for others. We begin by befriending ourselves. And the aspirations we articulate should be deeply felt and somewhat enduring. So you want to choose three or four phrases that express what you most deeply wish for yourself, and repeat them over and over again. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. And may I be at ease. So you can coordinate the phrases with the breath, or simply have your mind rest in the phrases without a physical anchor. But without trying to force or demand a loving feeling, see if there are circumstances you can imagine yourself in where you can more readily experience friendship with yourself. Is it seeing yourself as a young child? Or seeing yourself surrounded by people that care about you? Or people who are loving people in general? Receiving their kindness and good wishes. So you want to develop a gentle pacing with the phrases. There's no need to rush through them or say them harshly. You're offering yourself a gift with each phrase. And if your attention wanders or if difficult feelings or memories arise, just try to let them go in the spirit of kindness and begin again repeating your phrases. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. And may I be at ease. So there are times when feelings of unworthiness come up strongly, and you can clearly see the conditions that limit your love for yourself. You want to breathe gently. Accept that these feelings have arisen. And remember the beauty of your wish to be happy. And return to the phrases. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. And may I be at ease. And now we repeat the phrases, sending loving kindness to someone we love. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. And may you be at peace. Then sending loving kindness to someone we feel neutral about. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. And may you be at peace. And finally, sending loving kindness to someone we have an issue with. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. And may you be at peace. So we're going to end the loving kindness meditation by sending loving kindness to ourselves one last time. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. And may I be at ease. So I'm going to ring the bowl three times. And I'd like you to stay with the sound of the bowl for as long as possible. And then you can gently open your eyes.